And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys. Hey, that was a great conversation about charcuterie with my nephew, man. This dude really knows what he's doing. He's been doing this his whole career. He's in his mid-40s. I wish I had more time to go out there and try the stuff that he does, because his chefing is unbelievable. But right now, we're going to talk a little bit about bourbon, which is also something that you happen to know a lot about, right?
I've got a lot of vices, it seems like, from what we talk about.
Woodchuck
and bourbon. And we'll throw a rye in there every right. once in a while, too. Why not?
Yeah, that's funny. But so we're going to talk a little bit about bourbon. To me, bourbon is something like craft beer. Is that when you go to a place that serves a lot of bourbon, and we're going to talk to the bar captain from a place called Butcher's Union here in a second. But when you walk into one of these places that has 40, 50, or in their case, over 100 bourbons, you know, it's overwhelming to determine what you want to do. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to go to the live line. A guy by the name of Andrew Berry, who is the bar captain at Butcher's Union, which specializes in bourbons. Andrew, you out there?
Yay. Hey, how are you guys doing?
Hey, man, better than you. I heard you're on quarantine, but I guess that gives you more time to drink bourbon, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I was going to say, I have all the time in the world these days, right?
Well, we're one-upping you right now because we've already been hitting into it. So
right. Yep.
Oh, excellent. Starting early today.
Well, you know, you can't do it all day unless you do. Right?
Oh, I get it. Yeah. I get it. I've been there.
So Andrew, talk to me a little bit about, I can't be the only starry-eyed guy that sits on the what would be, I consider the right side of your bar, maybe you consider it the wrong side, but that sits at your bar and says, you got 100 bourbons behind you or more, which one would I like? Where do you go from there? How do you advise people?
Yeah, absolutely. And, that's kind of one of the things about being a bar with a bourbon selection like we do in West Michigan is, you know, we get a lot of people who might not be familiar with as many places as if we were in maybe Chicago or a coastal city that's a little bit more trendy with the cocktail scene and just bourbon in general. But we go through this a lot at Butcher's Union in terms of how we train bartenders, to handle situations like that. And a lot of it is we break down, what are you looking for in a bourbon? So, a lot of people will sometimes be, they want that super sweet, kind of caramely toffee, really easy to drink kind of bourbon. Some people kind of want something that has a little bit more spiciness, a little bit higher rye content to it. And then some people just want to get weird and try something that maybe they wouldn't be able to have a chance to try somewhere, or maybe something a little bit rare that they can't get their hands on in a normal grocery store. So usually that's kind of how we start off.
And that makes us chuckle because we actually just started, and this is Brad here. So how are you doing, Andrew?
Hey, good.
Excellent. So we actually just kicked off. Randy and I are actually hitting a little Weller Antique 107 right now. We actually just moved on to an old Fitzgerald 9-year bottled in bond. And then for fun, okay, to spice things up a little bit, we're hitting Stag Junior batch 12 next at a whopping 132.3 proof. And then we're going to go into a WB Saffle and then follow it up with a Willet Rye. Just, I'm trying to broaden
his horizons. And then we're going to rehab.
It's a beautiful lineup. I love that.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things. I think, me being one of the people that have moved into the bourbon market a little bit more, whether it's a weeded bourbon or heavy on the rye, or even a sour mash, most people come and they look and they're like, oh, I've heard of Jim Beam, I've heard of Jack Daniels, but I've been to Butcher's Union multiple times and love seeing things like the little book on there. And, some of those things that you can't find everywhere else, but every time you go to a liquor store, and it's such a great... what I always tell people on some of the bourbon forums that we get into is go to a bar like Butcher's Union and try something that you haven't had, because maybe you do like it, maybe you don't like it, but do you want to commit to $100 on a bottle or something like that when you've never tried it, where they can go into a great establishment like yours and actually get a pour, a nice hefty pour of something, and see whether they do like it.
Absolutely, yeah. And, our big thing that we even do to even take that further is we offer a 2-ounce pricing and then an 1.25-ounce pricing. So even if you just kind of wanted to get the essence of something, you can still get it for 1.25 ounces, compared to if it's like a $100 bottle, you're only paying maybe like $7-8 for something that could be really nice that maybe you do or don't want to commit to,
Well, let me ask you this, because I consider myself a little bit of a bourbon snob. What do you got out there that's really hot right now that people might want to come in and take a peek at? Anything that comes to your mind off the top of your head?
Yeah, I mean, we got a few things on there. I mean, our list is constantly changing. And, you know, with COVID, it's been kind of funny bringing in really, really rare stuff for us. But, you know, we have plenty to try from in terms of varietals. So one thing that, you know, I always like to really point out to people is we have a really great Old Forester line. So our Old Forester 1920 is one that I always love to recommend here. Even at my, like, I've had it a few times at my home bar even. And, you know, it's somewhat rare. You can usually find that at maybe a Meijer. Maybe you need to go to someplace a little bit more exclusive than that. But you definitely get big notes of like a dark chocolate. It's a little bit of a deeper bourbon. It's not that like standard, it's just caramel, it's just toffee. It's just that brown sugar sort of a thing. It has a lot more character to it. And the idea with that one is it is actually styled as a medicinal whiskey that was legal to sell during Prohibition. So, I mean, it's a really kind of throwback whiskey that, you know, you don't see a lot on the market. So that's a fun one that I love to tell people to try.
One other cool one, because I'm a big Old Forester guy myself. I've got the 1910 and the 1920 on the shelf right now. And a lot of us in one of our bourbon clubs, we like to call it the 1915. Do a little halfsies on the 1910 and the 1920 and give them a mix together. It's either a love or hate relationship. So that's a fun one if you got somebody looking out there too. Now, what Jop is actually bringing us to his lips right now is that Stag. And I think you should do the Kentucky Chew with it, where you take it all into your mouth and you swish it back and forth. Really manly like, and then you take a deep breath when you're done and you try not to cough.
Oh yeah, absolutely. No, it's funny. I did a part of the bourbon trail actually like way, way back pre-quarantine. And what was fun about that is Angel's Envy is actually where I learned about that, and we did it through their tasting. And it is a real thing. You know, I think some people kind of roll their eyes a little bit, but it's like, you know, especially if you're trying something really, really hot for the first time, it's a good idea to do that little Kentucky Chew. Just to kind of get your mouth acclimated to it.
Yeah, I don't know if it's acclimated or numb, but I chewed it.
Well, it's something, isn't it? Right?
And you know, one of the other really cool things, because I'm talking a lot here, and Randy's just staring at me,
man,
for a change.
That's why you're here, brother, you know, because I knew you knew bourbon, and I don't.
You know, my wife, and I think bourbon's one of those things that not only guys are into, but women as well. My wife loves an old-fashioned, and she's gotten really particular, too, with the bourbons that I put into her old-fashioned.
And she likes bourbon drinks, right?
She likes a whiskey drink. She likes a vodka drink. Yeah. I think that's a song. Chumbawamba.
Yeah.
There we go.
But anyway, so suffice to say, if somebody comes into Butcher's Union, there's people there when you're not there to help, right? I mean, you've trained your team to understand the questions and kind of lead people down the right way. If I wanted to come to Butcher's Union, where is that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It is just on the west side of Grand Rapids. So it is right on Bridge Street. The address is 438 Bridge Street, Northwest Grand Rapids. So we are right across from the Knickerbocker New Holland distillery there, right across from Anchor Bar, right next to O'Toole's, right in that neck of the woods. It's a fun little neighborhood. It's great that we have some. It's funny, we'll have a nice place like Butcher's Union and then a couple dive bars next door, and we got a couple breweries and lots to do in the neighborhood. But right on the west side of Grand Rapids, yeah.
Yeah, and I'd be remiss if I didn't mention your kitchen as well, because it isn't all about the bourbon. You've got some amazing food there as well, right?
Oh, it's fantastic. Yeah, our beef selection is amazing. I mean, we have a ton of different steaks on right now. If you're looking for a spot that's just not going to break your bank like you would at, like, Chop House, or some of the nicer fine dining places, come to Butcher's Union for a steak, honestly. You know, flank steak has definitely been our best seller on there, but we have an awesome New York, we have awesome ribeyes, and we have a bunch of other great cuts that we kind of sell people on.
Yeah, and this is a great night out. You guys are, you're muscling through this COVID the best you can. I know that you've reduced your hours. It's like 4 to 10 on the weeknights, and then it probably goes like noon to 10 on the weekends, but this is a great place. It's a great date night because you're going to go there. My bride loves bourbon as well, and we just have a ball tasting things while we're there, like we're doing here in the studio today. So appreciate your time, Andrew, and thanks for taking care of us. And we wish you the best. I know you're out on a little COVID break right now, but stay well, and we'll see you soon.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
All right. Take care now. Yeah. Bye. So what a job that guy's got. He's a bar captain. I think I'd have shirts made not with my name on the back and just say hat, bar captain. Right.
The little hat says the captain's hat that says booze on the front of it. Maybe.
Right. Yeah.
You know, one thing I'd like, and I don't know how much time we have here. It looks like we're wrapping it up.
Yeah, just for this segment.
I'm wrapping it up. Maybe we'll visit next segment.
Oh,
stay tuned.
We've got plenty of things to talk about, and man law and bourbon is one of them. So stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.